There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. The big question.
So, the big question is, who are the Moomins? Now, I thought everybody knew what Moomins were, but apparently I'm wrong. So, when I was a child, I read a lot, no surprises there, and one of my favourite ever series of books was by Tove Jansson, and it was all about the Moomin Trolls. And I read them many times. I still have them sitting on a bookshelf in France. And then I sort of forgot about the Moomins until I was back in London a few years ago when I was with my daughter. We were in Covent Garden, and I suddenly gave a small squeal, and Charlotte said, "What, Mother? I see, there's a Moomin shop." And she was unfamiliar with Moomins, which shocked me as my daughter. So Moomins were created by Tove Jansson. The first book was written in, or published in 1945, just after the Second World War. And they are a stunning, stunning set of stories. And the wonderful Philip Adar, who is coming to the festival in March, and he and I will be sharing Moomin stories, let me tell you, because he is a huge fan and was commissioned to write The World of Moomin Valley, which is a sort of history, not just of the Moomins, but also of Tove Jansson herself. And there's a foreword by Frank Cottrell Boyce. And he talks beautifully about what is so special about the whole world of the Moomins, which Tove created. She did the illustration. She's an artist. She's a writer. She also wrote for adults. She's written many, many books. But this is the series that probably she is best known for. And Frank Cottrell Boyce, in the foreword to this book, talks about why she is such a fantastic creator of worlds. He talks about how no one except her knows how to write about parties, how important the sense of home is in these books. And I think, bearing in mind the context of when she was writing, which was during the Second World War, published just afterwards, she includes disasters. The Moomin Valley is not necessarily a safe place. There are things happen there that aren't pleasant, but it's all in the context of coming back home and the importance of having that sound base. Now, obviously, when I was 8 or 9, I was reading this, I didn't understand any of that. That meant nothing to me. But I do know that I absolutely loved the books. I loved the characters. I loved the names and the language. She was originally from Finland. So obviously all these translations that have happened with her, the names of the people and the strange characters who inhabit the world of the Moomins, they all come through beautifully. And the book that I have in front of me that I did borrow from the programming team, and if they want it back, they're going to have to come and collect it because it's one of the most beautiful books ever that Philip Adar has put together. And he obviously has a huge love for the Moomins. Now, I think if you're looking for a gift for Christmas for your children and you want to buy them a book that's maybe a little bit different, and these are brilliant to read aloud as well, and there must be audiobooks of these, although I haven't heard any, please do look out for Tove, spelled T-O-V-E, Jansson, J-A-N-N-S-O-N, I think. Let me just check that. Yep, that's right. J-A-N-S-S-O-N. Moomin Troll books. Finn Family Moomin Troll is the place to start. She's done picture books about them too. And I think they are a really, really important part of children's literature. It's still quite unusual to find that many books in the world of children's writing that are translated into English. It's really not something that's done very often. That's, I think, a measure of how good these are, that the Moomins were translated from early on, and yeah, they have stood the test of time.
I feel so desolate that I missed out on the Moomins.
I mean,
they were obviously written before I was born, so I don't know what my parents were about that they didn't give me any Moomins books.
I'm shocked. See, that was Birmingham Public Libraries. That's the second mention they've got today. Kingsheath Library. Thank you for introducing me to the Moomins.
And they're little white figures, aren't they?
They are.
Little white blobs.
They are strange shaped things. Do I'm just sorry, we're on the radio, but she's such a good artist. She gets such expression just into eyes, into those tiny little drawings, black and white line drawings, that are so incredibly expressive. So,
is it a little bit like the one that I know my children absolutely love, and I think are still available, I know, are the Barber Papas. Did you ever come across Barber Papa and Barber Mama?
Barber Papa and Barber Mama, yeah. And actually also Barber the Elephant.
Oh, Barber the Elephant, yes, King Barber.
Seem to, yeah, be, yep. And again,
they're French.
Not, they are. They are not English writers at all, British writers. So I think there is certainly something in the darkness that you quite often get with Scandinavian literature, which comes through very much in the Moomins, but
and
in
I
a
love
very,
the
very
fact
good way.
That Moomins and Barber Papas and Barber Mamas are all mythical. You know,
yes.
They're mythical in that they're not cats, dogs, elephant, well, Barber the Elephant is, but Barber Papas aren't. And it's that idea that there, you know, there are other characters out there that we don't know about,
yes,
which
yeah.
I think appeals very much to me. I really think that's a great idea. I'm going to think about who I could give the Moomin Valley, the magical world of Moomin Valley to amongst my family.
Yeah, and huge thanks to Philip Arda for bringing this to life. And coming to us next March to talk about it. He's going to be very busy when he's here, actually. He's
and got it's their anniversary, isn't it? The 50th?
Oh,
it must be, or more even.
No, more, yeah. Moomins have been going, 1945. Mm. Long, long time. The last book in the series that she wrote was written in the 1970s, so she continued writing them for a very long time. And that's Moomin Valley in November. That it is one that is incredibly melancholy. It was written after sad things that happened in her own life, I think particularly her mother dying. It's a very emotional book to read. Again, I read it as a young adult in that case because, 1971 that came out. Mm. So, Finn Family Moomin Troll, that's the one to start with. Or the beautiful, beautiful gift book, The World of Moomin Valley. I love them.
When you think about Scandinavia, you're mentioning Scandinavia, it is incredible how much types of literature is coming out of Scandinavia. I mean, whether you're looking at crime fiction, thrillers, or children's books. And it was Pippi Longstocking.
Absolutely. Another favourite. Astrid Lindgren.
Yes. And is it because they have such long, dark winters where they would sit round the fire and look at the flames or something? I don't know what it
be.
Is.
Yeah,
there has
to
be a reason why, you know, actually, if you think of the size of Scandinavia in total, in terms of population, it's a small number, and yet they have a disproportionately large number of great writers.
They do. I mean, Pippi Longstocking was just brilliant. She was one of the people I wanted to be as a child, I must admit. They're all slightly quirky stories, certainly the ones that have been translated and that we know. And I do think it has to be to do with the weather, with the landscape, and certainly with those very, very cold, bleak winters when you probably can't do much except read, write, and tell those stories. Yeah. So, listeners, I need reassurance. I've been Agatha Christie does still have fans out there. I know that from today. Is there anybody listening who knows about the Moomins? I just hope I'm not the only person in Dubai, because otherwise I'm going to have a pretty hard job persuading everybody to come along to the Moomin Valley session at the festival. So if you know about the Moomins, if you read them as a child, 4001, please tell me I'm not the only Moomin fan in the UAE. To be quite a lonely place to be. So I'll be looking forward to Philip arriving in March to talk a little bit more about that. So Isabel, and I hope I've made you want to go away.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to try and
read about the Moomin Trolls.
Book,
yeah.
Because I do think it would be the most wonderful keepsake.
Yeah, definitely. This is stunning.
To put on someone's bookshelf.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Or if not, at least the first book in the series, which I had in a puffin paperback, which Frank Cottrell Boyce also mentions he has. We're joined in the studio by Charlie Scott, welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Moomins?
I didn't have much of a history of Moomins.
Oh.
I mean, I still have questions over them. I was aware that they had more interesting stories than you might expect. It's not this straightforward kid stories, that they had that sort of Scandinavian tradition of actually wearing quite a lot of emotion.
Definitely.
But there is that big question of what exactly are they? Is a Moomin a hippopotamus? Is it a hippopotamus cross? Is it a hippopotamus?
Charlie, you're
cross
missing the point.
Sorry.
They are Moomins.
Of course they are.
They are nothing except...
And they live in Moomin Valley.
I'm going to have a really tough job here, aren't I? They do live in Moomin Valley, yeah. And they have lots of creatures who aren't Moomins who come and join them.
But they are beautifully illustrated. I've always found that absolute, you know, wonderfully alluring illustrations and conveying so much emotion.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to pass the book over to Charlie so he can admire it, actually. I mean, Tove Jansson herself was a fantastic artist, so she could do the black and white line drawings, but she also did stunning artwork herself and came from, I think her mother was an illustrator and her father was a sculptor. So, that's Moomins. The big question today is, has anybody else in the UAE, apart from me, read and loved books about Moomins by Tove Jansson? Please tell me you have. Otherwise, I don't know what I'll do. I'll just go home and sit quietly and read.
It's time for all of us to read them. I think there's such a lovely sort of mixture of melancholy and joy that you really want to have them.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.